I think they've lost sight of the most valuable resource within your state. That valuable resource is good, productive members of society.
Idaho's winning. You said that. We are accumulating people with wealth, with great ideas, great businesses. We've had quite a few.
Pay attention to politics.
Quite a few businesses have reached out to us that are moving their entire operation to North Idaho. That says everything.
Democrats in Washington state claim that people aren't going to flee Washington. They can pass all the taxes they want, and people just love it so much here that they'll never leave. But of course, we know the reality is much different. I went to Idaho recently. I spoke to Washington state political refugees. We aired that segment yesterday. But I also sat down with some of the top real estate agents in Idaho who now say half of their business is people fleeing Washington state. Had an awesome conversation with the guys from North Idaho Experience. All right, ready?
Let's send it.
I was born ready.
Seth?
Yes.
And Eric, where are we?
We are in the North Idaho Experience office in downtown Coeur d'Alene.
Seth, what is the North Idaho Experience?
So we are a real estate team. Well, we like to say we're a marketing team with a real estate problem because we run a podcast, a YouTube channel. On the podcast, we talk about all things North Idaho. It's not real estate related. It's cool people, cool businesses, you know, the culture, the vibe of Idaho.
We just did a panel with seven political refugees from Washington state, and you were nice enough to let us use your beautiful office in downtown Coeur d'Alene. We appreciate it. But you guys said you were, because you were in here while we were doing it, you said you were silently seething in the background.
Yeah, that puts it lightly.
What was it like to hear that group of people talking about? It's probably something you hear all the time.
It's everything that we love to talk to people about, because it was about community engagement. And what I heard from a lot of them is Idaho feels a little bit like a throwback Washington. Mm. And I feel that. I grew up in Spokane. I graduated from Lewis and Clark High School in 2001, where we still had an open campus on 3rd Avenue. You could go to senior Froggies. My mom was a homicide detective in Spokane. And I grew up there. And when I left for the military and came back, I didn't recognize it anymore. So I think when those people are talking about those things that they value, where you engage with your neighbors, you know, you can let your kids run free outside and they come home when the lights are dark. You still get that here. And like I said, I know we sell real estate. A lot of people are gonna be like, oh, these guys sell houses. So that's what we're all about. When you're talking about engaging within your community and making this place a better place for the person who lives next to you, that's awesome. That resonates with me. And a lot of them talked about that. They missed that.
Yeah, because that's what you're selling, right? The North Idaho Experience.
Exactly that, yeah. Right? And that's the conversation we have with people all the time. They come here and it's like the first meeting we have, we're not talking about houses, we're talking about the community. Yeah. Are you going to be a good fit here? Is it right for you? Because it might not be. And we've turned people away because maybe it's not right. That's fine.
And honestly, in a rare circumstance, I'm going to correct you. We're not selling that. Mm. We're describing it. Mm. This is the North Idaho Experience. And does it fit you? I am totally okay if I am not your fit as a real estate agent. Mm. We're just going to explain to you what it's like living here and kind of what the expectation is and the way the community is. And we just want you to contribute to it and see if it's a good fit for you and yours. I don't want somebody to move here and a year later decide it's not for them. Yeah. I want to pour as much information into them as we can to see if you're a good contributing member of our society.
Oh, you're judging them. Do we want you here or not?
There's value in that, right?
Yeah.
And some of that, you know, they find us on our YouTube channel for, mm-hmm. primarily, and they vet us before we meet them. Mm-hmm. We meet them the people that call us inevitably are always very conservative. I mean, we always say it all the time. We help conservative families find their freedom in Idaho, and that's what we do.
So if a liberal family called you and said, hey, I want to move to Idaho, what would you, you're telling me you'd like tell them no?
We will give them advice. We had, we had a family reach out. They had a transgender child.
Okay.
And they asked us about that. Is my kid going to fit in Idaho? And Dave handled that call, our other partner. And he was extremely honest. Like, we are a very loving community. Your values may not align with the values in North Idaho, and you might not feel comfortable here.
Like, because their child's gender is not going to be affirmed.
Right. Exactly that.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the truth that we always try to give to people so they can make their own decision.
I welcome those conversations,
mm-hmm.
especially if somebody doesn't align with me perfectly politically. Gosh, I grew up in a household where my parents disagreed on politics, and that used to be the norm. There used to be civil discourse, and that wasn't the thing that drove everybody away, either from a community or from a neighbor or from a family or from a friend. I welcome those conversations because usually we're not as far away as you think. Then why are you even looking in Idaho? Mm-hmm. What brought you to Idaho in the first place? Well, the place I'm living right now isn't safe. Mm-hmm. My kids witnessed a drug deal gone bad and a homicide with all the cones around their car in Puyallup. Puyallup was never that way.
Yeah.
I still go to the west side. I'm still in the military, so I go over to Bremerton, right? So I still see the west side, and I have family in Bellevue, you know, Clyde Hill, which is like totally different, which is almost crime-free. But then why are you looking here? Let's talk about that for a second. Why do you think our crime rate's really low? Well, I was a cop here for 12 years, Kootenai County and Coeur d'Alene PD. We're aggressive when it comes to meth and fentanyl, right? We talked about your group before. They mentioned homelessness. It's not an attack on homelessness. It's the things that prompt it. And if you watch Seattle is Dying, one of the best documentaries I've ever seen from a Como News reporter who's not right-leaning, man, that comes down to meth and fentanyl. So what does Coeur d'Alene do? Our citizens back us up. When we go look at those things, we're like, no, that's what prompts property crimes.
Yeah.
If meth and fentanyl lead to you further victimizing citizens, we're not going to do that. Mm. So no, not all of them go away from us just because we do focus on conservative families moving here. Mm. I just welcome the conversation.
So one of the reasons I wanted to sit you two down is the Democrats in Washington state are saying it's essentially a myth, this idea that there's a lot of flight. So is the exodus from Washington state to Idaho a real thing?
So we sold 120 homes last year as a team, our whole team.
Okay.
Right? That's a fair amount. We're one of the biggest teams in North Idaho. We can always tell when states are making dumb laws because we get an uptick in business from that state.
Okay.
Washington is currently probably 50% of our business right now. The most.
What's number two?
California.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Washington's on the incline.
Yeah. It totally depends on the way the leads come up because Oregon is right there for me too.
Wow.
Washington and Oregon are right there.
And it's interesting, the people we're getting from Washington, I mean, we are getting multiple families that have been there for generations, mm-hmm. five generations. They've been in Washington, you know, they've raised kids, grandkids, they've built businesses, and they're done. Yeah. They are sacrificing a lot, right? It costs money to leave Washington and sell your home there. There's taxes on that, there's costs. And they're willing to do that to come here. And we ask ourselves all the time, why? It's a great place to live, but it all comes down to values.
Yeah.
It is very hard to live in a place that does not match your values. And people come here and they're like, yeah, this is it.
Does it worry you, though, if you've got, I mean, look, a conservative in Washington is different than a conservative in Idaho sometimes. Same with Oregon, same with California. And you can have a moderate Democrat, and there are, who are upset about the crime crisis, the taxation crisis, and they might be looking for some of the things Idaho has to offer, but they might not get here and vote the same way you do. Are you concerned about that influx from blue states?
We are. It's interesting, though, all the people, and we can only speak for the people that reach out to us, right? The clients that we help. They inevitably, the first question they ask is like, how can I get involved? Mm-hmm. Because and maybe that's because they watch us and we talk about politics a lot on our channel, but they come here and I know that person is going to vote. If you look at Idaho's stats traditionally on how many voters, it's pretty dismal. It's like 30% of the people actually go out and vote.
Our last midterms were high, and they were just above 20.
Yeah.
Right?
So
it's a high turnout.
So we know that most of the people coming here are, they have seen the decline firsthand. I came here from California. I saw it. Where you live in a rural place. I lived in rural California, and a lot of these folks in Washington are living in rural places that are conservative, but they are being dictated by these dense urban populations that are predominantly blue. And that's a frustrating way to live. So, you know, they come out here and they're like, I don't want that to happen. They know. So they're willing to step up and do the work.
If I can, I know I'm not short-winded, but I'm going to try. here's what I say for people moving from other states that are blue. And maybe we're lucky based on our material on our podcast and our channel. We tend to get a certain group. But and this won't make me super popular amongst Idahoans that have been here for the last three or four generations. But I'm going to say it anyways. I think it's a matter of perspective. The people that are moving here from a state where they witnessed this significant transition in their quality of life over the course of two or three generations, one of them standing right there, finally made the decision that he contributed to his community positively, and then he came over here. So he's not gonna come over here and try to immediately change it back to the way it was. He says, I need to pay attention to local politics and learn what it is here. Preventative maintenance is always less expensive than corrective maintenance. You're trying to do that now, and we commend you for it. Corrective maintenance is a lot harder once it's already established and rooted. And I think there were a lot of people over there that were too busy living, raising their kids and growing and building businesses. They just got busy.
Spot on.
And didn't realize what was happening behind closed doors and just figured that people wouldn't be that evil's not the right word, but that calculated in the long game.
Yeah.
So I think when we get a lot of them here and they say, especially when you talk to us, what you see is what you get. This is exactly how I'm going to be. If you want to keep North Idaho, North Idaho, the onus is on you. Yeah. Pay attention to local politics.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian, who's in the room. We interviewed him earlier at his gun shop, and I think it's great. He's a good example of this. It's all cyclical, right? And there's things that happen, like waves that come, and I'm sure you've seen those waves. You know, Brian was on the wave of gun control policies, and you saw some of that, like 2A flight, that was a very real thing. COVID, I'm sure there was a wave during COVID where people thought, gosh, shut down for 2-3 years, what is happening here? You're laughing.
I got a story for you, but yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it. But now, are you seeing a wave because of the new tax that was passed in Washington?
That is,
are people specifically telling you because of the tax on
millionaires? And everybody says it's just a matter of time before it rolls down.
That's what they say. So they're not necessarily millionaires.
No.
They're telling you they think it'll apply to them.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. Well, in the way it's written, it's millionaires per year, right? But they just see what's coming down the line, and they've suffered through all of this building to this. And what nobody talks about is the estate tax. Yeah. Like, the income tax is one of those things that everybody loves to talk about, but the estate tax in and of itself, it's Washington and Hawaii are the worst in the country. So you've got people that have had these generational properties on the lake for 70 years, and now they're up in the 35-40% bracket. Mm-hmm. These families can't hold them. These are heirlooms. I mean, it's just really tough when you talk to those people that have done nothing but contribute to the system for their entire adult life, that are not a burden on the justice system, that are not a burden on the jail system, not a burden on any system. They're just a contributor, and they don't feel valued out of anything. And it's, I can tell you, it saddens me because I grew up in that state and I'm still proud of being from there. But when somebody comes out here and they're building a house and they say, and they're building a $1.6 million house, I don't want my back door to be glass. I don't want my slider to be glass. Why? Well, I don't want people to be able to break in.
Yeah.
So I was a cop here for 12 years. I went to 2 home invasions, both of them drug rips, right? Like, that's not that way here. You break into somebody's house here, you are quite legitimately taking your life in your own hands. Yes.
They can get shot, BZ,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. With a gun from BZ.
With a gun. Yes. With a gun from North Idaho Arms. Yes, yeah. I guess, what would your message be to people who think that this is, the response I got on social media was interesting, and social media is ridiculous, but let's bring it up anyway. Let's entertain the trolls, shall we? You know, it was like, oh, have fun with the Klan, you know? There's this feeling that basically all the right-wing racist Nazis are moving into North Idaho. You want to respond to the Twitter trolls? You don't have to.
I can.
Go for it.
Go ahead. Because we get this question all the time, right?
Yeah.
We have helped many multiracial families, you know, all ethnicities move up here, and this question comes up all the time. And having talked to them after living here for a couple of years, they're like, "No, I've never had an issue here."
Yeah.
It's not like that. There's a history of it, and I think people like to pull on that.
Well, there's a history of it in Washington too.
Right. And I was a cop in California.
Yeah.
I dealt with literal skinheads all the time. I never see them up here.
Yeah.
I don't know where they exist.
I mean, neo-Nazis had a huge faction in Washington State and Oregon historically.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Are you hearing stories about people the other way around? People who feel like it's becoming too conservative here, who are going to states like Washington?
I have not personally dealt with that, no.
Because, yeah. I mean, I've when I said I'm coming out to Idaho to talk about Washingtonians fleeing there, they said, well, why aren't you interviewing families that have fled from Idaho to Washington? Which I imagine there's some.
Probably.
I mean, around the trans issue might be one thing that has made people go.
See you later, I guess, would be.
Weather. I mean, sometimes you see that. If people are coming up from SoCal and you don't know there's snow here, there's snow here, right? Like, that is definitely a thing. You got to accept the seasons. I love the seasons. Make you look forward to summer at the end of winter, and you look forward to winter at the end of summer. That's the truth.
What about marijuana, Eric? Because people, you know, we just did a video
There's
about,
no weed here, right?
We just did a video about that. No, it's not legal here. There's a pot shop, the first stop over the border into Washington, right? And there are a lot of Idaho license plates in that pot shop.
I love that it's the gun shop, North Idaho Arms on the Idaho side, with all the Washington plates.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Weed shop on the Washington side, all the Idaho plates.
It's not just the gun shop, for the record. Yeah. As my wife pointed out today, when we went to Maverick at State Line, all Washington plates. because they don't have a gas tax.
Yes.
Because Idaho doesn't have it. So they come over here to get tobacco, booze, and gas.
Yeah.
It's all Washington plates right there at state line.
And stuff from BZ at North Idaho.
And
don't forget that.
I want to end with this. What would your message be to Senate Majority Leader Jamie Peterson in Washington, Governor Bob Ferguson in Washington, who continue to say that this idea of an exodus is either fiction or overblown?
Give me just a second. I've been excited.
You want
to talk
that?
About this.
Go ahead. Take it.
Question. I think they've lost sight of the most valuable resource within your state. That valuable resource is good, productive members of society. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at each state like a business. If they're operating functionally and well, they recognize that resource and they are going to set their state up to compete for that resource. Mm-hmm. They are going to try to attract good, productive members of society that are not a burden on the rest of the system. And Washington's clearly losing. We're telling you right now as real estate agents here, we have more people coming from Washington for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one particular policy. It's that all of the collection of policies make them feel less safe. They have no say over what their kids are ingesting in school. Mm-hmm. They have no say in what their property taxes are going to do next year. People like to be able to plan. It's gotten so volatile, they failed to realize the boiling frog theory. I left in 2001 and I was an 18-year-old dumb kid, made plenty of mistakes, even though my mom's a cop. But I left and came back and didn't recognize my own state. I had the benefit of coming back 12 years later and recognizing the change. They cranked that temperature, but since 2014, Washington's gone from the 30th ranked state in crime stats to fourth. Like they just blew their own theory out of the water and completely changed the temperature. I would, even as a real estate guy, it's not great for the rest of the country if Washington continues to get bluer. It's really not. I would love to see some change and some people get in that can make some common sense legislation where good families can stay there. It is off. Washington's off. Still a Seahawks fan.
Maybe it isn't such a bad thing if this is what our divisions lead to. I mean, you know, that you just have red states and blue states and you get a move with your feet and decide where you want to be.
Yeah. Go where your values align.
You know?
That's fine. I mean, Idaho's winning. You said that. We are accumulating people with wealth, with great ideas, great businesses. We've had quite a few.
Pay attention to politics.
Quite a few businesses have reached out to us that are moving their entire operation to North Idaho. Wow. That says everything.